To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Notre Dame fans are bitching left and right.
Yeah.
You brought this to my attention this morning because their game against Stanford got scheduled for 10:30 at night.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up. Shut the hell up. Just watch your team play. They're going to beat Stanford. In fact, you don't even have to watch. Sleep through it. They're going to beat Stanford. They're going to waltz their way into the playoff. Miami fans are also furious. And this I get. This makes sense to me. So college football playoff chair Hunter Yurecek said last night, with Notre Dame being ranked 9th, and Miami being ranked 13th, 13-9, Notre Dame and Miami have not been compared to each other because they are not close enough to each other in the rankings. And he mentioned that Miami has two losses to unranked teams, and Notre Dame has two losses to teams in the committee's top 13. Well, here's where the nuance comes in. Miami has lost to Louisville and SMU.
Mm-hmm.
Notre Dame has lost to A&M. And, oh, yeah, by the way, Miami!
Mm-hmm.
They got the same record. One team beat the other team. Now, I see what the committee's doing here. Like, Notre Dame only has quality losses. In their opinion, Louisville and SMU are not quality losses. So I get that. But last year, it wasn't about losses. Last year, it was about wins. Now, this year, it's about losses and not wins. Like, what are we doing?
Right.
The college football playoff, forever, the national champion was always determined mythically. It was AP voters, it wasn't decided on the field, then it was a computer damn system, it wasn't necessarily decided on the field, then it was a 4-team playoff determined by committee, now it's a 12-team playoff determined by committee. If I'm a Miami fan, I'm wondering, why the hell we even play Notre Dame? What the frig is the point?
Yeah.
They should have played somebody else, beat them, and had a better record than Notre Dame. You beat them head-to-head and it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. That doesn't make zero sense.
If Miami had more losses, fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
They have the same record, and they beat them head-to-head. I think both teams have an argument to be in. Notre Dame's really good, and they're playing as well as anybody in the country right now. We saw it firsthand on Saturday. They should be in. Fine. I'm okay with that. Miami should have a better shot to get in than two. That's my problem with
it. I'm with you.
That's gross to me. Why they even play then? You have two teams with the same record. One team beat the other team. They're both in the top 13, and that team doesn't get a chance at the playoff? Playoff? Sorry.
Well, you're good.
I shouldn't be mad on behalf of Miami, and I guess I'm not. It's more the principle of the damn thing.
You're more mad at Notre Dame.
I like fairness. If you beat a team head-to-head and you got the same record, how can you not compare the two? Stupid Yurecek.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.